Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, scattered snow showers until later this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 15, wind chill values as low as 4 below, blustery with a south wind 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming north 11 to 16 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. Total daytime snow accumulations of less than a half inch possible. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 10 below, wind chill values as low as 24 below, northwest wind 9 to 14 miles an hour with gusts as high as 24 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny and cold with a high near zero, wind chill values as low as 28 below zero, northwest wind 8 to 11 miles per hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 19 below zero, wind chill values as low as 31 below, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And in the news for today, the Vernon County Health Department made a report on Friday with an update on local COVID-19 data, which shows that there were 407 new cases last week, with 7 new hospitalizations and 1 new death due to complications from the virus. The overall community transmission rate was set at very high. There will be a free drive-through testing to be held tomorrow, Tuesday, January 25th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Old Vernon County Highway Shop located at 602 North Main Street in Viroqua. The COVID-19 testing is for anyone 12 months of age and up. No insurance information will be gathered. And in other news, by permission of WPR News, the online version is reporting that Wisconsin's unemployment rate hit a record low of 2.8% in December after tying the previous low of 3% in November, the State Department of Workforce Development reported last week. The state rate is below the national unemployment rate of 3.9% for December. Wisconsin gained 5,300 private sector jobs in December. The number of people counted as unemployed in Wisconsin, 86,200, also hit a record low, the department reporting. Hitting a new low comes amid a worker shortage both in the state and nationwide. Republicans who control the state legislature unveiled a package of bills this week that would cut unemployment and other benefits as part of a strategy to get more people into the workforce. Governor Tony Evers has also devoted federal pandemic relief money toward the worker shortage problem, including $130 million for job training programs and local efforts to develop long-term solutions to the labor shortage, and $60 million for workforce development grants, the WPR article stated. School districts across Wisconsin are once again being forced to deal with the consequences of a COVID-19 surge in a third consecutive school and calendar year. The seriousness of the Omicron variant has made it difficult for school districts to keep operations running as staff fall sick or head into quarantine. Due to the situation, many districts in the state are facing staff shortages in the early weeks of 2022. That from PBS Wisconsin. The availability of substitute teachers is directly linked to and in turn affected by the staffing shortage. When full-time teachers or other staff are unable to head into work, substitute teachers are called to come in and cover for them. If substitutes are unavailable, though, schools must find other ways to cover their classrooms. The shortage of substitute teachers is likely to cause an ongoing strain on public schools across the states as long as the pandemic persists, and potentially longer, concluded PBS Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.